Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam and Alex today.
It's been so long.
It has been so long. Did you miss us?
Yeah.
We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it.
Squatch it.
At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at RupersBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by Hot Rod Frank. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Last time I wasn't here, so.
I know. Yeah. I was disappointed.
Had to come back.
And Frank brought the hot rod today, as expected. I mean, look outside. It is hot rod weather. And Frank has a bunch of events he's going to be talking about in just a bit. And before we get there, we are going to take a look at some headlines for Thursday, July 24th.
Poland Regional High School choral music teacher and 2025 Androscoggin County Teacher of the Year, Julia Edwards, was named one of 8 semifinalists for Maine Teacher of the Year. Each teacher was nominated by a member of their community and selected for their dedication, innovation, and leadership in the classroom.
The city of Lewiston announced a partial street closure today until 1 p.m. Crews will close the right lane on Main Street near the Muhammad Ali statue. The right turn lane on Lisbon Street at Main Street will also be closed. Motorists are asked to plan ahead to avoid traffic delays.
Kathy Brooks of Green was presented with the Seniors Plus Margaret Ross Award. Brooks was honored for over 4 years of volunteerism at Seniors Plus, including 367 hours last year. The award is presented annually and recognizes an individual who has made significant contributions to the agency and the larger community.
And the City of Lewiston team will try to defend its title in tomorrow's Uplift LA annual kickball tournament at the Ron Morin Memorial Fields on Randall Road in Lewiston. The winning team will receive $100 towards a team celebration and bragging rights.
Watch out.
Pam's got plans for that City of Lewiston team.
We're coming.
It is time for the weather.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best, is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
He loves that song so much. Alex was lip syncing to his own song. Yeah. I love it.
What is the weather today, Alex?
Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 89 and a low of 59. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of afternoon showers. Will have a high of 86 and a low of 67. Sunny on Saturday with highs in the 80s and cloudy with a chance of meatballs. Cloudy with a chance of early evening showers on Sunday with highs in the 80s.
Good job.
Weather, weather, weather.
It's an outro now.
Weather, weather. Wow. Weather is the best.
Well, moving on to sports.
Yes, moving on to sports.
Can we make a sports song?
Romy Gonzalez hit a grand slam, and Carlos Narvaez hit a game-winning two-run homer in the 11th inning as the Red Sox beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-8.
Did I hear that right?
You sure did.
Oh.
That is not a typo, and I read it correctly. The Sox are off today and head home to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers starting tomorrow night.
All right.
That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment.
That is Sweepy.
The Twin Cities. It's time for famous people birthdays.
Famous. It's the birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 24th, shall we?
We shall.
All righty. We're going to start off with Jennifer Lopez.
Hello.
56 years old today.
She looks amazing.
Well, she also has a
I know. It's her job
artist.
To look good, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Still Jenny from the block.
She is.
Are you a fan of her music, Pam?
I don't think I've ever bought her record, but there's some stuff that I like. I'd dance to and jam out to. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Linda Carter is 74 years old today. Guys like Frank and I remember her as Wonder Woman.
Absolutely.
From, that was in the 70s, right? I think it was in the mid to late 70s.
So 75 to 79.
That's right. And she also finished in the top 15 at the Miss World pageant in 1972.
Wow.
And she was in a couple of my favorite movies, Super Troopers and Super Troopers 2.
Okay.
All right.
Of course, they're two of your favorite movies.
Nothing from the peanut gallery.
They're terrible.
They're not. They're pretty funny. Actor Michael Richards is 76 years old today. He played Kramer on Seinfeld. He also does stand-up comedy, but probably shouldn't.
Yeah, he had a little meltdown, didn't he?
There was an incident.
Yep.
There was an incident.
Then he went in hiding.
That's right. Yes. And he went on an apology tour and everything. But yeah, he was great as Kramer. And rounding out FPBs for July the 24th is actor Robert Hayes, 78 years old today, and the star of one of the greatest comedy movies of all time, Airplane.
Airplane.
Airplane was incredible. I don't know if there's been a movie since Airplane that has had the laughs per minute or jokes per minute.
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun, that's a strong contender right there.
Did you see the preview for the new Naked Gun coming out?
Oh, with
Liam Neeson.
I'm not seeing Liam Neeson being funny.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But I really don't see him being able to have the comedic chops that he's going to need.
Right.
You know, Leslie Nielsen was way above.
So good. Robert also starred in a film called Take This Job and Shove It. In 1981, which featured the first monster truck.
Yes, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
That was a Ford, right?
Yes.
Am I remembering that correctly? Yeah, I remember seeing that on the big screen as an 11-year-old kid and going, oh my God, this is amazing. And he was also in Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey in 1993.
That was a good one.
It was. It was a tearjerker, too. Those are your FPBs. Now, let's take a look at some OTDs.
You ready?
Here we go, Frank.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
You listen to the Sex Pistols way too much.
I'm just glad you kept the headphones on. That was my goal. I'm like, if he makes it through the entire 8 seconds.
My hands were stuck.
Oh, boy.
I like the song too much.
Thanks, Alex.
Not more than my weather song.
No, nothing can top your weather song.
All righty, OTDs. 15 years ago in 2010, Sherlock premiered on the BBC starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
As Sherlock Holmes and Martin Freeman as Dr. Watson.
What a fun name to say. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Am I hearing English right now? Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
They should go on tour.
Nothing like malaria, though.
we have a coworker, Frank, who considered naming her daughter malaria.
Okay.
It does leave you a little speechless, doesn't it?
Kind of. Well, you know, I grew up with, like, Frank Zappa, you know, and he named his daughter Moon Unit.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And his son, Dweezil.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
You do you, Frank.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
20 years ago, in 2005, Lance Armstrong won his 7th straight Tour de France race before retiring from the sport. All of his titles were stripped because he was doping the entire time.
And denied it the entire time. Until he couldn't deny it anymore.
But deny it no longer.
And, like all celebrities do, confessed to Oprah.
32 years ago, in 1993, three baseball fans were injured outside Dodger Stadium when the New York Mets outfielder Vince Coleman threw a firecracker that was the equivalent of a quarter stick of dynamite into the crowd. Doesn't sound very smart.
Nope.
He got off with a small fine and 200 hours of community service. 41 years ago in 1984, after 4 Super Bowl titles, Terry Bradshaw retired.
And he should retire again. He's he does the pregame show for Fox, and he has a hard time getting through it. Poor Terry.
Do you actually get through watching it?
I don't watch any of
those. Yeah, I think most people don't watch it.
I cannot tolerate any of it. I just put the game on when it's on and mute the commercials. And sometimes I mute the announcers, too. It's like, I can see what's going on. I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah, I love that when they state the obvious.
Yep.
You're like, no kidding.
Yeah. Glad you're making $10 million this year to tell me that was an incomplete pass. Thank you.
43 years ago in 1982, Survivor's Eye of the Tiger, the theme song from Rocky III, hit number one on the U.S. pop charts.
Man, was that. That took the world by storm.
Yes.
Right? That song.
It's a great song. It still is a great song.
Yes. I saw Survivor in Lewiston. Remember the old chalet on Lisbon?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I saw Survivor there, and they played Eye of the Tiger twice. They opened with it, and they closed with it.
Oh, my. Yeah. They're like, everything in between doesn't even compare, so we'll just,
You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 24th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio, known affectionately as Hot Rod. Hot Rod Frank. And Frank, before we get into the events, can you tell the folks at home what you do?
I'm retired.
All right, moving right along.
He's like Larry.
In the spring, I'm the chief safety inspector of the National Street Rod Association in the state of Maine. We do free vehicle inspections due to the fact that most of the hot rods were built by the owners, and a large percentage of those owners are not mechanics. Mm-hmm. So they may have done something wrong or left something loose. It's a second set of eyes. It's not a critique of workmanship or anything like that, but we want to make sure they're safe.
Yeah.
That way they won't get in an accident and hurt themselves or cause an accident and hurt somebody else.
Right.
It's one big happy family, and we go all over the state. I'm going to be probably in Bangor for a couple of times this year. We'll go as high as far north as Bangor. If I have to go to Presque Isle, somebody needs to pack me a lunch.
Pack a lunch.
You know.
And do you also teach? Do you still teach?
We do hot rods at the high school at LRTC. And we also did Midcoast School of Technology this year. We had been doing them for a while, but their student enrollment had gone down. And this year, one of my team members, I have 25 different team members who all volunteer, we're all volunteers, is now teaching at Midcoast School of Technology in the auto body program. Mm-hmm. So he arranged for other classes to be there. So we had about 50 students. And we go in and we demonstrate the inspection, then we hand them the form and say, do the inspection. So that's, we show once and they do once. And it's a good way to teach them. We're 2 days at LRTC. We'll be going back to Bangor, UTC 4, next year. And if anybody in the Oxford area is listening, I'd love to get into Oxford Comprehensive. They've got a real good automotive program and like to get up there and show the kids hot rods. It's our way of trying to get younger people into our sport. Like I said at the very beginning 10 years ago, there's three colors of hair on the field. There's gray, there's white, and there's flesh. And we're not getting any younger.
Right.
And believe it or not, we're losing people 4 or 5 a year just in Maine.
Yeah.
And it's starting to hurt. Hopefully by the time Alex goes to high school and I'm still doing this, he'll remember who I am. And I can teach him about hot rods. And we do this voluntarily. They did ask me to be on the advisory board at LRTC, which I am. I asked them what's involved, and they said one meeting a year, and we feed you at the green ladle. I said, I'm done. I'm in.
Perfect. Sign me up.
Anything for a free meal. You know?
Oh, you heard it, folks.
That's what I do.
Do you notice that the younger generation is starting to appreciate older cars?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Kids that were driving Subarus, I've got one. He's become a real good friend. There's several of them. He was a Subaru guy, you know, souped-up Subaru. Now he's got a Trans Am, and he's also restoring an El Camino.
Oh, cool.
Which is really cool. They're starting to peak in interest. They're realizing that they can't drive little cars forever. and fuel cars are cool. There's several what we call pop-up meets in the Twin Cities area that welcomes all vehicles. It's not just for tuners. It's not just for hot rods. It's all vehicles.
So you have some cool events coming up.
Yes.
And the weather is ripe for car shows.
Oh, if the sun's out, we're out.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been caught in the rain several times this year, and it doesn't, you know, my car was not painted with watercolors, so I don't worry about it. The first event I want to talk about, and it happens every week, it's at Roy's All Steak Hamburgers on Route 4. They do a Tuesday night cruise-in. I went up this past Tuesday. They probably had about 60 cars there. And that is sponsored by Twisted Steel Car Club of Maine. They do a real good job. They've got a DJ. Of course, Roy's food is very good. They got probably some of the best French fries in the Twin Cities. Yeah. So I'm giving them a little plug. If you're around on a Tuesday night, you want to see some cool cars, and the sun's out, we're out, come on up, get a burger, support the local business, have fun, play some mini golf. Or disc golf, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's like
it's a good time.
It's kind of like an added bonus if you want to go grab a bite to eat, play mini golf, and now there's some really cool cars to look
at.
That's
right. And you know, when
the
cars come and go as they please, there's no entry fee. Rick Irwin, who runs Twisted Steel, does give out a trophy every week to whoever,
that's cool.
You know, whoever voted, got the most votes or whatever. I usually get there late enough so I don't have to worry about getting that trophy. So that happens every Tuesday. There is a big event coming up, and it's near and dear to my heart because it involves Lewiston Regional Tech Center. They are doing a cruise-in from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're only giving away three trophies, fan favorite, student favorite, and instructor favorite. This is very important because it is raising money. It's a fundraiser for Skills USA. Skills USA is a competition between schools for the vocational kids. So I'm going to use the automotive guys for an example. They have teams, could be a two-man team, a three-man team, depending, or two teams of four. What they do is they set up a line of cars. They're all bugged the same way, exactly the same way. And these kids are told, you've got 30 minutes to find the problem. And the one that does it the best and the fastest wins. I believe in the past it's been if you win states, and they've done it this past spring in Bangor. If you win the states, you go to regionals. You win the regionals, you go to the nationals. And if you win the nationals, that is prestigious.
Yeah.
Well, the reason they're fundraising is the school budget can't afford. They used to send maybe 20 students. Mm. Now they're sending over 100. It's an overnight thing. So you've got to have hotel rooms. You've got to have transportation. You've got to pay for these kids' meals. And you can't really expect the kids to pay for it themselves.
Yep.
So they're trying to raise money for that. They're going to have, food, probably Green Ladle is going to bring out their food truck, which is very cool. NSRA inspectors will be on site. There'll be three or four of us there. If you want your car inspected, it's free. We'll do it. Not a problem. They're doing food, raffle. They're even doing touch a truck. They got a section that's going to be touch a truck, which is very cool. The kids come out, they get to climb around fire engines, and they'll probably have the SWAT vehicle there, which is real cool. And it's an important fundraiser, you know, and it's for the kids, and it's for the big thing. Great celebrity, Mike Rowe, is really pushing for the trades. Well, my name's not Mike, and I'm not a Rowe, but I'm pushing for the trades.
Yeah.
So
we should mention, too, that's Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we do have a famous race car driver from this area called Mike Rowe as well.
Right in Turner, I can point you right to his house.
I'm sure you could.
Not a problem.
I'm sure you could. So. And that Skills USA program that Frank is talking about is fantastic.
Yes. And it's not just for plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and the automotive guys, and the welders and stuff like that. It's CNAs.
Yep.
It's, I did not realize it, but Region 9 in Mexico has an equipment operator, heavy equipment operator. So these kids know how to do skid steers and backhoes and stuff like that. Those are even tested. So it's all trades.
Yeah.
You know, anything that's blue collar could be considered blue collar. Yep. They're competing. So it's kind of important.
All the skills that built America.
Exactly.
And
hopefully can keep it running.
And hopefully can keep it running. Exactly. Absolutely. Because of programs like this.
Yes.
Yeah. Very important.
Yep. That happens this Sunday, the 27th. We've got the cruise night that happens every Tuesday. Now we've got a doubleheader. Downey Street Rods, annual rod run. It's their 53rd. Annual rod run.
Wow.
Is coming back to Hebron Pines Campground.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to live on Hebron Pines. I've been to that car show many, many a time.
Well, we took a couple of years off and went to Cumberland and realized that those facilities aren't really friendly. So it's back to Hebron Pines. Mm-hmm. You got grass, you got trees, you got camping. It's going to be a good time. This happens on the 15th and 16th of August. They will do rod jousting, and I know Mark likes that.
Can you explain what that is?
I will.
No, leave it right there. It's fine. Use your imagination.
We're doing teeter-totter. We have set up a course where there will be a lug nut contest, a spark plug contest to remove lug nuts, put them back on. Spark plug, same thing. The rod jousting will be involved. We're doing a backup barber pole and big roast. We got two bands, one on Friday called Mama Tried. I love the name because it's my brother's band, and yeah, Mama Tried.
She did her best.
She did her best. And Saturday night is a band called the Vista Cruisers, and SRA Safety Inspections will be there all day Saturday. There is a ladies' tea on Saturday for the participants' wives. They have tea and crumpets, well, coffee and cookies, whatever. You know. It's a two-day show. They do an ice cream run on Friday, and there'll be car games going on all the time. Rod jousting is not two cars trying to knock each other out. It is a series of poles with rings hanging from the pole, and you have a passenger in a car who hangs out the window with a pool cue and tries to get as many rings on as fast as they can. But I think we're toning it down this year. I'm not sure. We haven't done a run-through yet. That it will be a timed event. And if you go over that time, you will be disqualified because you went too fast.
Okay.
I did the rod jousting at Cumberland last year in a golf cart that would not barely move. And we were the best accurate there was because you could reach up and grab the rings if you wanted to. That's how slow we were going. And we also got slowest in the rod jousting.
So it wasn't about speed.
It wasn't about speed. It's a lot of fun. It's a two-day event. There are kids' games. I believe we're bringing back the slingshot. We have a hood with holes that have been cut into it. And we have bean bags with a giant slingshot that you sit on and pull the bean bag back and try to get it in a hole. Believe it or not, the kids do better than the adults. That's happening on the 15th and 16th. Up at Hebron Pines Campground, I believe it's on 124. I can't remember.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah. And if you're a golfer, across the street is a nine-hole golf course, which has rave reviews. So come up, play golf, bring your car, leave it with us. We'll take care of it. nobody will bother it. Go play golf. Come on back. They're doing a pig roast on Saturday night. We do beans and hot dogs on Friday. Saturday night's a pig roast, and we're doing all the fixings. Well, all we ask people to do is bring a dessert. So you will have pig, a potato, a vegetable, applesauce. Got to have applesauce to go with pork.
Got it.
That's right.
And just bring a dessert. That's all we're asking. And the meal will be $10 for everybody.
Can't beat that.
That's a bargain, for sure.
Exactly. That's the Downey Street Rod's 53rd annual rod run. On the 16th of August, right here in the city of Auburn, to coincide with the Balloon Festival, which is the same weekend, the Balloon Festival does not deter anything from the rod run, and we try not to interfere with them. It's cool, though, to be on the field and watch a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has happened in the past. Twisted Steel Car Club of Maine and the City of Auburn are doing their little Blues, Brews, and Cruise.
That's right, yes.
Right down here on Main Street, right in front of Gritty's, and now the new place, Nutty Nettie's. See? Good plugs, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
keep them coming, Frank.
You're hired.
Not a problem. Promote local business. That is a limited amount of cars. I think they've limited it to 50 or 49 or 50. They still got 22 spots to fill. Go to Twisted Steel CC Maine on Facebook. Find the poster. There's a QR code. Hit the QR code. Register your car with the City of Auburn. That way they know you're coming. So there's still 22 spots left. They packed the place last year and had a lot of fun. And that goes from 12 noon until 5. And, of course, you've got good food spots there. You've got Craft Brew Cellar. Or
Craft Brew Underground.
Underground, thank
you. Yep. Beverage Choices.
That used to be, you know.
Yeah, the Cellar Door.
The Cellar Door.
Yeah, I remember those days, too.
The rock walls were rough. Whoops.
Rick, it sounds like you might have a story or two.
Too many. Too many. So, you know, you got Craft Brew Underground, you got Nutty Netties, which has got fantastic sandwiches and stuff, plus all the sweets. You know,
yeah.
Who doesn't like sweets?
Oh, my goodness.
And then if you get, you know, if you want a good burger or something like that, go over to Gritty's, sit by the river, and watch the ducks float by.
Yeah.
It's a real good show. They deserve an attaboy for getting together with the city of Auburn. And I think it's great that Auburn embraced it.
So. Yeah. That's a great addition, you know. I mean,
it is.
Putting cars along the side of the road and just something else to kind of like,
you know, I'm not entertain a big fan of offering alcohol and automobiles, but you know, go in and have a cold beer and you know, Craft Brew Underground's got a great selection.
Yeah, plus you get like 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah,
drink responsibly.
Have one for lunch. And,
sure.
You know, yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
And that whole thing. So, is it blues, brews, and crews?
Yep.
So there'll be a blues music.
Yes.
Yeah, bands and stuff. So there's like live music. There's, you know.
You know, and the Balloon Festival's going on both sides of the river.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so it should be a pretty interesting time.
It's going to be an awesome weekend.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
I'll be at Hebron. If you want to come up and meet Hot Rod Frank, I'll be up there.
We got to get you some, like, autograph cards.
No.
No? Okay.
Shut you down real quick.
That's right.
Mark.
Frank's not a fan of many of my ideas.
I think they all have to do with promoting himself.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he doesn't like that.
Yeah. I like to be the power behind the throne, not on the throne. Yep. Sorry.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, but if you're someone who's interested in automotives, especially street rods, and you go to one of these shows and you just start talking to the owner of the car, you're going to learn a lot.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. We are very friendly. Somebody asks me a question about the car, I'll answer it, and we'll talk about it. And you could be there for 5 minutes, or I've had people there for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And some of them will sit down in a chair right beside me, and we'll just talk for the rest of the day. There's some old street rod guys out there that don't have cars anymore, and they come just to, you know, thanks for the memories.
Yeah, relive the glory days.
Relive the glory days and see old friends and stuff like that. It's a real good time. Any car show is a real good time.
Yeah.
And these car owners, they take a tremendous amount of pride in their work.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. Don't touch them unless you ask.
That's rule number one.
Rule number one, don't
touch. Like a dog. Don't pet it unless you ask first.
That's right. You know, well, it was Lydia. I didn't have to ask Lydia.
No.
Lydia demands pets.
Yeah. Yeah, and she did. And
she'll nudge you.
Yeah. Car shows are like that. Cruise-ins are like that. Come in, be polite, respect. We all respect each other. There's no disrespect shown whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We do cut heads now and then, and it's funny, you know, when we do.
Yeah.
But like I said at the very beginning, it's one big happy family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all get along. Next event is, you're going to love this. There is a gentleman that I have known for years. He did not treat himself well in his younger days, and now he suffers. He's in a power wheelchair. He has neuropathy in his hands and in his feet. He can't feel his feet, so he's in a power wheelchair. He lives just up here in by Washburn School, the big apartment building. And everybody calls him Big Mike. Big Mike puts on different meets. We just had the Summer, and it's S-U-M-M-A-H.
Love it.
Summer.
Summer meet this past Saturday at Denny's, and there was probably about 30 cars that showed up, maybe more. I don't count them. I just look. About 30. And that's all kinds. There's four-wheel drive trucks, and there's tuners, and there's hot rods, and a couple of bikes. Everybody comes. He does one in the spring, summer, and fall. His advertisements on Facebook are hilarious. The spring meet was a coil spring from a car and a steak. Spring meet. Fall meat will probably be a brown leaf off the ground and a hamburger. I don't know.
Gotcha.
This is Big Mike. He also runs an organization, DLM. DLM is, they do the spring meat, the summer meat. They also promote different things. He did a series of car shows, full-on trophy car shows. He did, I believe, two at Oxford Plains Dragway. In true Maine fashion, he makes up names for the shows. And the two at Oxford, the one or two at Oxford, were called Wicked Pisser. Good Maine terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Right off, right off the lobster boat, you know.
Again, ending with the A-H.
A-H.
Pisser, right? Yeah.
he took a couple of years off, and we did one up in, he did one up in Leeds at some old chicken barns somewhere, Plant Road 6 or something. And that was called Humdinger.
Humdinger.
And that was a one-year-only show. Well, he's back. And he and another guy are putting on a show. This will be on the 24th of August at the Hobby Lobby parking lot because they're closed on a Sunday. There are 22 classes. They're also going to do best paint, best engine bay, and best of show. Nicest sounding exhaust. Low car limbo. Now, you want to talk about a car game. Low car limbo, there are some guys that will lower their suspension so the body panels are actually dragging on the ground. There's one guy that's got a Miata, and I think he removes the windshield and posts.
Oh, my God.
And they lay flat in the car because the car is maybe 3 feet high.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. So low car limbo is interesting.
So you're saying they're competitive.
Yes, they are. And SRA inspections will be available. 22 different classes. Manny's Philly Cheese to Me, the little food truck. It's been sitting up here for quite a while until construction. He's going to be the food truck that's there, so they got a food truck.
Nice.
That runs from like 8 o'clock until 2. Yeah, it's all going to be on hot pavement, but nobody cares. There'll be places for shade and things like that. And it's Yesa Bob. I think he lays awake at night coming up with these names. I really do. That's going to be an interesting show. That is for all makes and models, and we do have rules. We don't allow, there's no burnouts. There's no what we call two-step, which is when you get the car on the rev limiter and she starts banging out through the exhaust. It sounds like a gunfight.
Yeah.
We don't allow that. No loud stereos, things like that. We had one kid at the past meet at Denny's this past Saturday decided to test his subwoofers in his car. I have never known that a 250-pound man and on a power wheelchair could do about 10 miles an hour. I mean, he went flying down there and shut him down. He come around the corner, the kid saw him and went, whoop, shut us off. That's it. We're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have rules. So there's not going to be any shenanigans. That ought to be a good event. And last but not least, in New Gloucester, at the old Hodgman's Frozen Custard.
Oh, yeah.
In that big field is another one that's probably near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. And that's Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah.
Bring an unwrapped toy or bring some cash. They'll take cash donations. The Marines will be there. The first year we did this, we did it in Augusta, believe it or not. We filled two trucks with toys, not little trucks. These were the big deuce and a half. So we filled them with toys.
Awesome.
So they'll bring a van and a bunch of boxes. The Marines will be there. And if it's a hot day, offer them water because they're in the dress blues. And those are wool.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. There's also... The Portland Motor Club is also doing a Toys for Tots in the Portland area. So if you're in southern Maine and you want to go for a ride, come on up and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in northern Maine and want to go to Portland, go and visit them.
Mm-hmm.
And bring an unwrapped toy. That goes on all day, probably until about 2 o'clock, and then everybody packs up and goes home.
Lots going on.
Lots are going on.
Yeah.
There's always something going on in the car community. If you're not sure, there's websites that you can get the events on. Go to Twisted Steel CC Maine. Go to the Road Scholars group, Road Scholars CC group page, and anything that I get goes on to that. And if you want any information on NSRA inspections, go to Frank J. Barron on Facebook, send me a message, and if I get back to you, I get back to you. If I don't, well...
Try again.
And you brought your street rod today,
mm-hmm.
which we are going to include a photo of Frank and his street rod with this, with the release of the podcast. Can you tell our listeners what your street rod is and some of the modifications you've done to it?
It's a 1948 Pontiac that was bone stock original when I bought it. It did not run. The mice had taken up residence in the interior. So you wanted to wear a respirator when you sat in it. It was terrible.
Yeah.
The frame has been cut and clipped, what we call a clip. The front suspension is 79 to 80 Pontiac Trans Am, so it has a modern rear front suspension. The rear suspension is still the original 1948 leaf springs. It's got a Dodge hatchback. I can't remember the name. Anyway, Dodge hatchback interior,
mm-hmm.
the seats. The engine is a 1968 Pontiac engine, 400 cubic inch, right around 330 horse. Nothing fantastic. It's not a quick car, but it will keep up
sure.
with no problems. It's very fun to drive. It does have air conditioning.
It's a head turner, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have a hood. The hood's sitting in the garage. It was on for 15 minutes, and I said, it's got to come off because that's ugly. What it is when you put the hood on, you cannot see the right front fender. And I have to see both. I want to know where that right front is because gotcha. I don't want to hit anything. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to drive. You know, bucket seats, it's an automatic. The days of a stick shift in me, they're done. You know, bad knees and,
yeah. You
know, it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's got 82,000 miles on it now, mm-hmm. just the way, you know, it was built. First time I was on the road in 2003. Yes. And then we took it back off the road. Took a few things apart, re-engineered them, put it back together, and it was on the road full-time in 2004.
Nice.
All of these events, you know, if you're someone that thinks these cars are really cool and fun to look at, but you don't have, like, you just have your regular old, you know, Mazda SUV, and you drive in and walk up, it's welcoming, right? Like,
yes.
People aren't,
yes.
like, where's your car kind of thing? Like,
no,
it's
no.
for anybody, and...
When you're doing a cruise night, of course, you got the people that are actually going to Roy's for the food and not the cars. The cars are over here. The regular parking is over there. If you come to Hebron Pines in your everyday driver, they park over here and the show is over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we will welcome you. And all you got to do is stick your hand out. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm
yeah.
interested in your car, this and that.
And they're happy to talk about it.
Yes, they are. They are. At most shows, people are wandering around, so if you can catch the owner of his car,
right.
you're lucky.
Yeah.
But later, usually the voting, if it's a voting show, it's kind of hard early on.
Right.
But usually the votes have to be in at a certain time. Then everybody's sitting around their car, so that would be a good time to approach. The Rod Run, I forgot to mention the Rod Run at Hebron. They give out very few awards, and all the trophies are handmade. With bits and pieces of cars, and it's very interesting. We have one gentleman that refuses to build small trophies, and he built one year, and I think it took two guys to lug it to the car. It was that heavy. It was just humongous. It was just, you know, but he's calmed down over the years, so...
Great stuff, Frank.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
As you know, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yes, you're a big fan.
Yes.
Right.
I like it.
We have a fan, Pam.
All right.
Remember the answer to one of my questions this past spring. Puppies. Remember that. You remember the question?
Oh, my goodness. It must have been a Sarah question.
Yes. A smell that brings you back to your childhood.
That's right. And you said puppies.
Yeah. I said puppies.
All right, Frank, I want to set the scene for you. You're in your 48 Pontiac. It's a day like today, nothing but blue skies and sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the beginning of a movie, and it's you driving. What song is playing?
Ray Charles, Hit the Road, Jack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Would you rather be stranded on a desert island by yourself or with your worst enemy?
Ooh. Ooh. Choices. Probably my worst enemy.
Yeah, right?
It would give me something to do.
Ask Frank a question.
Or, you know, it could go either way. I think it could go either way.
I know, it depends on...
No, I wouldn't want to be alone. I'd have to have my wife with me. I'm sorry. I'd have to have my wife with me. Even though... Yeah, I'd have to have the wife.
All
but
right.
Yeah, my worst enemy. But she's not, believe me.
Oh, I thought that's where you were going.
No. For 41 years together.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
You know. That is awesome. Alex would like to ask a question.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
That's a good one.
I would lose the ability to lie because I don't believe everything I'm told.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Maybe 20%. You believe what you're told, right?
I already have a hard time lying, so... Yeah.
Final question, Frank. Do you have any hidden talents outside of your automotive career?
When I was younger, yes. Now I'm too old to do it. And bones creak and crack. Yeah. No, not really.
They're all out in the open. Yeah. All of his talents. Yeah.
I can cook. Yes, ooh, I can nice. Cook.
Is a talent.
What do you like to cook?
Well, my wife has been ill the past 3 years. She spent a large amount of time in hospital. She's getting better every day, and I had to learn to cook. And I knew how to cook before, but I'm great on the grill. I love grilling, and my grill is beat up and cantankerous, but it still gets the job done. And I do weird things with hamburg. I came up with a skillet dinner, pound a hamburg, cook it all up, add some barbecue sauce to it, and Worcester sauce, and all kinds of spices. Don't make it too hot, but flavor.
I like flavor.
Then add some frozen veggies, throw that in there, some rice, and then sprinkle. I found a three cheese blend, which is Parmesan, Asiago, and Romano. It's shaved. It's not shredded.
Mm-hmm.
And throw that in there, let it get all melty and cheesy, and then there's about 150 variations of that.
So you can never get tired of it.
I never get tired of it. And the recipe, I don't write anything down, so who knows how
That's how I am.
Do it by feel, right?
Yeah, exactly. You do it by feel and by taste.
Yep.
You know, there's always that little spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that tastes pretty good.
Yep. Yep.
So Pam and I and Alex will be over for lunch.
Yeah.
Just tell me when you're coming.
All right.
Any food allergies?
No.
I do make a good peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I call that cooking. So.
I do as well. Frank, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time today. And thanks for all the great work you're doing and in supporting our community with these great events.
Not a problem. It's a lot of fun. I like coming here. Anytime you just eat, fill the gap and do some stupid stuff, give me a call.
Oh, we're all about the stupid stuff. So we appreciate you. Thank you. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. There we go.
Got it.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.